AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Charbox Crew, a podcast where each week we're going to talk about whatever we want. My name is Nathaniel Next.
And I'm Maria.
I hope that everyone grabbed a drink and a snack, and you guys are ready for a chat. Maria?
Yeah?
What's the question of the week?
What's something that irritates you? Like, really grinds your nerves. It doesn't even... Big or small? Big or small?
Well, I feel like we're talking about this the other week. It's mostly things at work. Mostly things at work.
Understandable. Work can be such a frustrating place for, like, anyone, I feel. Doesn't matter really what you're doing.
Where I get irritated.
You can get real frustrated, yeah.
But honestly, just 95% of things that customers do, when they just constantly just keep interrupting me, especially after they ask for help, and they just keep, and I just literally,
I have it's like a back and forth. Like, they ask you for one thing, one at a time.
Oh my god, yeah.
That irritates me, because, like, you're doing it on purpose. Mm-hmm. You're doing it on purpose.
It's pissing me off. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's mostly just things at work, or...
So, something with, like, customers, basically? But, like, give me something specific.
That's why I can't do it anymore. I can't do...
I feel like at this point they know.
I can't do customer service anymore. I'm so tired of it. I'm ready to get out of there. It's horrible. I hate it. I want a different life. I want a different life for myself. This is not the life for me working.
Well, you have a computer. You could probably try remote working. I know that's something I want to try, but I need to get a computer. I keep putting it off. I need to. But something that irritates me is when people don't pull their pants up. Like, and I know you can feel it. Like, I know that's such a small thing coming to you, but, like, it just irritates me seeing, like, the pants are, like, down and, like, you can just see it's, like, saggy right there in the booty cheeks. Like, pull it up. Like, when I feel it, I'm like, oh my god. Let me put my fucking pants off. It's the most irritating thing. Oh my gosh. Also, speaking of work, the other day I forgot to wear my belt with these specific jeans that always go down.
I hate when I
And I forgot my belt. And literally the whole day I'm like, pulling my fucking pants off. I was so annoyed. I was like, oh my god. Like, I know that's happening, especially because when I could feel it. Mm-hmm. When I could feel that, like, that, what's it fucking called? The bagginess around the booty cheeks.
The diaper.
Yes, when I could feel the bagginess around the booty cheeks, I was like, oh my god. Especially if I had to be turned around to, like, everyone, I'm like, oh my god, this is so embarrassing. It irritates me. It literally irritates me when I see it on other people's, like, pull your pants up, and it was me that day.
And I forget my belt all the time. And
really?
I feel like I usually don't.
Mm-hmm. But also depends on what kind of bagginess. Like, the jeans I have on right now, they're baggy. Been like a good baggy way, not in the baggy way where it's like terrible. Yeah,
I mean, oh god, it's such nasty millennial core, but I hate to say it, I like skinny jeans.
I like skinny jeans too. But
I love them. I think they look so good on me. So good on me.
I like skinny jeans too, but especially during when they were very popular, I would love skinny jeans. The super skinny, loved it. But I will say, I've always been a fan of bootcut. I remember in elementary, those were the jeans I always wanted, bootcut. Whenever we'd go shopping, I'd tell my mom, I want the bootcut ones or skinny jeans, but usually bootcut. I love bootcut jeans.
I will
never leave a bootcut. I'm so glad that they're finally, like, in fashion. I mean, they've been back for a while, but I usually go for those.
Bootcut. I love the struggle of getting into those tiny skinny jeans. Mm-hmm. The ankle hole is literally this big.
No, yeah.
You're trying to figure out.
I just like how it makes my booty look.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. I will say sometimes with, like, skinny jeans, just, like, if you're feeling extra pudgy that day, it's not the best. And also, like, outfit sometimes. I feel like with me, I'm not really very curvaceous, you know? I've not been blessed in both areas, you know? So it's, like, sometimes I feel like I just look straight.
Yeah.
You know? Because I'm wearing a tight top. So I'm wearing a tight top. Yeah, but, like, but you're a man. And also, I mean, like, I don't know. I feel like Dorito.
I know, but sometimes...
You know, I don't know. I feel like it's different. Like, boobs and ass, and it's just, like, straight. Like, rectangle. I don't want to look like a rectangle. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how you feel, but I don't want to feel like a rectangle. You know? Especially if I'm feeling extra pudgy that day. No thanks.
Sometimes I feel like
I'm feeling like a salami, just packaged in. You know?
I feel like I have that, like, upside down, like, where my ass goes into a triangle. And
like,
oh my God.
I know what you call it. What do you call it? Like, the SpongeBob booty?
The body.
That sometimes I feel like that, too. Sometimes I feel like that, too.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. I hate it.
Because I feel like, honestly, I feel like my butt's also square-shaped. I don't have, like, a round one.
I don't know the shape of mine.
Mine's, like, square.
Would you, think
I feel like the only reason, I was going to say, the only reason I think I know it is because, for, like, women's bodies, they're always comparing it to, like, fruit shape or, like, some sort of shape. And obviously, you know, growing up, I was very insecure in my body, so I would always, like, look into these things.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think I have a square one. That was also another thing. When I was younger, I remember, you know how big butts were, like, the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely say they're still a thing now, but, like, even more so then. And also, I didn't have one, and I'd be like, I really want a big butt so bad. But I don't really care, personally. I'm not, like, insecure in sense how I was then is what I mean. Like, yeah, would I want a big butt? Yes, but I'm not, like, how I was when I was younger, you know? And besides, like, I work out, so I work towards what I want now.
I've really been on my grind with working out.
Mm-hmm.
I finally got back on my grind.
I feel like last week-ish... No, a little bit before last week. It's almost going to be 2 weeks in a few days. Is when I started working out. And I've also been on my grind. And I feel like I can already see the differences.
I saw some girl literally just 14-day...
Like a 14-day transformation?
Yeah. And I was like... Okay, it literally made such a huge difference. I was like, okay, 14 days. And she looks that good.
So
I
can be consistent.
I can do 14 days.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been trying to get to 14 days. Oh, thanks, sweetie.
Mm-hmm.
And... Well, okay.
Just 14 days? Because I remember in the beginning of the year when we talked about a New Year's, you said just 2 months and it's fine, basically. Or something like that.
Halfway through March was my goal.
Oh my God, we're almost there.
I know. Obviously, I did fail that because I stopped working out for like, I don't know, it was like a month. But I saw that 14-day transformation. I was like, okay, I can do 14 days. So my starting goal is just to get to 14 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, see what goes on after that.
Mm-hmm.
See if I keep going. Hopefully I'll keep going. But
mm-hmm.
I really want that. I want that flat tummy tee.
Mm-hmm.
I want that. I want abs. But, you know, obviously I'm not going to get there in 14 days.
No, yeah. Definitely not in 14 days. But, you know, 14 days is a start. Like you said, it's a start. And then if you keep working on it, it'll definitely be
there. I can do another 14 there. Days.
And you know, what if you think about it like that? Like 14-day increments.
14 days. And 14 is my lucky number.
There we go. They're like, okay, for 14 days. Ooh, what if you do, like, okay, so right now I started, today's gonna be my third day on it. But, I saw this one girl, one girl is what I saw, and then I started looking to other people, where they do jump rope for a whole month every day. And I swear I'm seeing something already. I told you, today I was looking at my body, and I was like, wait, I feel like I'm already seeing a difference. And also, I'm not just doing that, like, I am doing leg days and arm days. Every other day, like one day's leg day, then the next day's arm day, but I'm doing jump rope each day.
Mm-hmm.
And I swear I'm already seeing a difference, and that's what I'm gonna be doing for this whole month. Well, a little bit more than just this month, because I started on the 12th. Yeah. So until
April 12th. I've never been able to do it that good.
Really? I mean, you don't even have to have a real jump rope, as long as you do this for like 10 minutes, because that's a challenge, just to do it for 10 minutes and just like, you know, jump, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do that for 10 minutes. Oh, I get so fucking tired. I'm also trying to, like, I've had kind of an average. It's, like, 1 minute and, like, I think, like, 16 seconds how long I can go before, like, I'm, like, real tired and I have to, like, take a break.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of trying to challenge myself and make it, like, 2 minutes by the end of this month or until I have to take a break. Like, girl, it's so fucking hard. Yesterday, I was pushing myself. I was like, but I would take my break. No, literally, I was like, But, yeah, that's my challenge with my challenge. To try and get to, like, 2 minutes. We'll see how.
I'll see
you guys on in April.
I am,
because that's when I'll be done with that challenge.
I am just gonna try and stick to the 14 days. That's all. That's really all I'm doing right now. Is just at least trying to do one workout
mm-hmm.
every day.
Ain't nothing bad with that. And also, you like dance.
Yeah, I've been trying
to say
do
dancing is a workout.
Two
definitely is
workouts a day. One mm-hmm. like a traditional one to work on my arms and my legs, and you know
a little bit of everything.
And then, yeah, I do a little bit of everything. Get some squats in. And mm-hmm. I do that for like an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll dance for, like, an hour. Really.
Your cardio.
Yeah, really get that cardio in. And, I don't know, I think it's working. I'm trying.
Also, dancer bodies look amazing.
I know, it's always body.
And if you were wearing your heels, too, I know your legs will look good, too. You do have good legs. I remember, one time we made a TikTok. I don't remember what jeans you were wearing, but your legs look really good. Thank you. It was when we were at like a park.
Oh yeah, I remember. It was the launch of the Demi Lovato song. Mm-hmm.
Your looks look really good there.
It's, I was wearing skinny jeans.
You were not even just there. Recently, it was another TikTok. The Dochi. Your looks look really good there too. Your looks look really good. I feel like they had that like again. We're like you know how the like the thigh part kind of like comes out a little bit, but like.
Yeah.
I love one that's look like that. I feel like yours like looks like that.
I've been trying to. Yeah, I've been really trying to work on my legs and my butt. Trying to get this big, because I've been seeing these men and they just have like literally the biggest dump truck of an
ass. See, the other day I saw this ballerina. Well, it's a man ballerina and he looks so good. His legs look amazing and his booty too. I was like, oh my gosh, in tights. So you know, it's very like accentuated everything. I'm like, whoa, like I want that.
How come I don't have that?
No, they're like, what? Like, why don't I have that? He like literally does that every day.
We're so relatable. We're so relatable.
But how's your week been? Or 2 weeks? I haven't really seen you.
It's been, oh my god, I forgot I had shit in my hair.
Shit?
No, like I have bows in my hair, I forgot.
Have you been Zucchini?
They've been fine. Zucchini gave me quite a scare last week and quite a scare. Well, it's kind of just been like a continuous scare. This past week I worked and then I came home from work and I let him outside because I try and keep him inside when I go to work, especially morning shifts. And so I let him inside and then he goes and eats. He goes back outside. Around like 6, he comes back inside and I'm like, Zucchini, I need you to look at me. And he looks at me and his eyes just didn't look right. Obviously, they didn't look right. There's a picture, obviously. But one of his pupils was really small. The other one was really big. And I was like, So I called my mom. I knew they were having a party, so my aunt was over there. And my aunt works with cats a lot. And so my aunt's telling me, I go to the emergency vet. I get there. They are really talking to me about how serious this could be. They were like, we don't know what could have happened. He could have serious brain trauma. There's a chance that you might have to put him down. And I was like... Okay, and then they do the tests. I take him home. I get the test results back, and they're like, "Hey, honestly, there was nothing in his head scan." Like,
you're actually dramatic.
I was like, okay. And they're like, they basically just like, yeah, just moderate him, keep him inside, you know. And so I've been moderating him and keeping him inside for the 95% of the time. If we go outside, I usually go outside with him. Even though yesterday he was real nasty and real mean to this other cat that I don't feed very often, but sometimes she'll let me feed her.
You're being real mean right now too. Everywhere I go, he licks after. Like, oh my god, Zuki, you came to me.
This is all white cat that I feed. I love her. She's so sweet. And she was in my yard, so I brought some food out. And he was so nasty and mean to her.
What did he do?
I put the food in the bowl. And I give it to her. She's eating. And he comes up. He steps at her. And I was like, whoa.
Well, he's sick right now. He's like, I need all my nutrients. Get the fuck away from my food. I'm sick. I'm dying. Get away.
And so I was like, okay.
I'm telling you, he's gotten skinnier. I'm telling you, this man has gotten skinnier.
So I get in between them. I give Zucchini a pile. He doesn't eat it. He faces the other direction and just sits there.
So sassy.
And so he got mad at me because I fed another cat. And then Snowball started to walk off. And this is when he decides that it's the perfect time to try and chase the cat away. And I'm like, are you joking? So he starts to walk away. And he gets up and starts running. And I was like, whoa. And so I had to sprint to give. He was just being a nasty bitch.
He's sick.
I know.
He's going through a lot right now.
I'm just watching him there, like, if he gets wobbly or if he stops eating and drinking, bring him back in. And I was like, okay. And obviously, he's not stopped eating.
I think he's gotten skinnier, I'm telling you.
Obviously, he is large still, so. And, I mean, I watch him eat, so. He's doing fine. He's doing good. He's still acting.
He's
normal.
Like, let me go eat right now, actually. He's saying, I'm so big, let me go eat.
Speaking of eating, there he goes. So, but he is doing okay right now. He's acting normal still. So his eyes.
Well, yeah, that's what I noticed when I first got here. Like, I swear I couldn't even see like one of his pupils at all when I first looked at him.
They'll
and I was like, what?
To normal, and then one of them, and then they'll just go back to being opposite sizes again every once in a while, and I'll be like,
that's scary though, because like, no way, that's normal. That's not normal.
I know. I don't.
That's
think
never it's, happened.
I don't
that's,
think it's normal.
That's not a normal thing.
But they were like, so but like, the vet just told me to keep going an eye on him. So
like, I feel like someone like maybe hit him, or like you said, maybe he got in a calf fight.
Yeah,
and like maybe got like concussion. Like he had to have gotten like harmed in some sort of way.
There's no outside damages. Like he's not cut up anywhere. He's still letting me pet him and touch his head everywhere. And so he seemed like he's acting. He's acting completely normal. He's acting like the big bitch that we're all love and that we're all
the
used to.
The sassy little big bitch.
Yeah, sassy little fat fuck that we all know and love. And so he's still acting like that. So I am.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I'm not being ignorant. Like not being like. Like, I took him to the vet, and they said it was fine, and so I'm just trying to follow everything that they did. I low-key want to take him to a different one and get a second opinion.
I definitely think you should, because I mean,
I don't want to drop another, like, few hundred dollars just for them to tell me the same thing.
Or if you don't want to do that, just, like, if you really do start noticing differences, like, if he starts wobbling or stop eating, something, like, drastic like that, definitely do take him to another one. I wouldn't take him to the same one, maybe. And then, like, if they're, like, still kind of like, no, he's good, like, I definitely feel like at that point you really need to advocate for him. Like, no, like, his eyes aren't good. Like, like run the fucking test again or something. I don't know, because no fucking way, that's fine. That's never happened. That doesn't just happen. You're telling me he just woke up one day and one eye's in and one eye's out? No, that's not normal.
That is not normal.
That's
so,
not normal.
But I've been keeping an eye on him. He's been doing good. He's been cuddly. He's been nice. So I'm worried, but I'm getting less and less worried. Every single time his eyes do it, though, it does, like, make my heart
freak you out.
It race a lot.
I mean, it freaked me out when I first saw him. I was like, oh my god, it looks like he doesn't. It literally looked like he like he didn't even have one eye from like how small the pupil looked. I was like, where's your fucking pupil at?
I know. Yeah, it was really scary. But besides that, you know, I've really, I don't know. I kind of crashed these last couple weeks. I kind of got a little sad. I kind of had a hard time. And then the other night, oh my god, the other night I got so drunk, I literally didn't remember. Like, I didn't remember. I watched like two Drag Race episodes and I don't remember. I had to go back and rewatch them. Yeah, it was just like a lot. So, but it was such a good night. It was such a good, the night had such good vibes. Cause I have a starlight and I put it up in my living room and I had just that on while I was watching Drag Race. I had a cocktail. I was having a good time while I was watching it.
Nice.
And then one cocktail turned to like three cocktails and like four shots, and I don't know what happened, but I was just having a good time, having a party.
Yeah, okay, have a good time.
I don't remember going to bed.
Really?
I remember waking up the next morning.
You really blacked out. Then,
I know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I had a whole phone conversation with a few people that I just don't remember. And that's the worst.
Not remembering.
Not remembering. I remember bits and pieces of some. Most of the phone
like
calls.
You get the gist.
Yeah, but
you don't remember like everything.
Yeah,
like,
I don't remember everything, but oh, it's been good. I've been having a good time. How's your week?
My week has been, I would say, definitely on and off. I feel like I've just been like, I wouldn't say sad, but definitely been like stressed and just anxious, just like certain things in my life. But guys, I had sleep paralysis recently, probably like,
oh my god,
I think it was like, yeah, it was last week. It was during a weekday. I think it was either Saturday or Sunday. I had a sleep paralysis. So basically, I don't really remember the gist of the dream, but I remember like a dog had like lunged at my neck, to the left side of my neck. And obviously in the dream, I react, you know, to like, you know, go to my left side. And when I woke up, because I immediately wake up right when the dog is like lunging at me, you know, I'm trying to like move, I'm trying to open my eyes, blah, blah, but I couldn't. And I was like, oh my god, sleep paralysis. So I knew right away. And I was like, this sleep paralysis didn't last as long. Because literally, like, it came into my mind, like, okay, I'm just experiencing sleep paralysis. And then I immediately, like, was able to, like, finally sit up. But, like, once I sat up, that's when I realized I was, like, sweating. Like, girl, I was hot and I was sweating. And I was kind of, like, it wasn't really scary, but it was definitely, like, what the fuck? Like, I had never experienced something like that where I had a dream. Because I'm trying to remember all the times I've had sleep paralysis, I was never having a dream. And then, like, also just how quick. No, I've never seen anything. I will say, the last time I had sleep paralysis, so not this time, the time before this one did scare me a little bit because I don't remember what happened, but I tried to wake up, you know, I couldn't move, I couldn't open my eyes, blah, blah, blah. And I remember I could hear my mom talking to me, but I don't remember what she said. But I remember I could hear my mom talking to me and I remember I wanted to like talk to her and be like, no, it's fine, like, I'm okay. But then when I was finally able to, you know, open my eyes and move, she wasn't even in there. She was in my room. The door was closed. She wasn't in there. She was still sleeping. So it's like, what the fuck did I hear?
That
was scary. What the fuck did I hear? Because I generally felt like she was there with me and like speaking to me.
I
feel like that was scary. No, I would not. I don't think that is something you want to experience. I mean, I've never seen anything like that. Anything scary? Because I have heard like scary experiences.
See, that's what I
from
want.
Other people.
That's what I want.
No, one time I was kind of scared. I think it was like my second time it happened to me. I had fallen asleep on the couch, but I had fallen asleep towards, like, I think it was towards where I could see everything, you know, so not the other way, towards where I could see, like, over the living room and everything, and I did have my eyes open, but I just couldn't move. I couldn't move, and I was like, oh my god, I can see, but I can't move, so I did kind of freak out there, but no, I didn't see anything, and after a while... he scared me, and after a while, I was able to move. So what were you saying? You want to experience it?
Yeah, I think, I've been listening to a lot of scary stories this last couple weeks, and I was...
Celsius, sponsor us, or sponsor me specifically, because I love you, although I need to stop. There's not working on me anymore. The caffeine, I've gotten used to it. Anyways, keep going.
I've never... I feel like caffeine doesn't work on me.
You were saying that around the other day, but...
I'm drinking the drinks with, like... Like, sometimes, like, after work, I'll take home, like, if I work a morning shift, I'm like, okay, I need to be up for the rest of the day. I'll drink a drink with, like, 5 shots of blonde espresso.
Oh, really? Then maybe it doesn't, then. Because if you're not, because I would say 1 or 2 shots isn't going to do anything to me.
No, yeah.
Like, if I do 1 or 2 shots, that's just for the taste, honestly. But 4 shots of blonde espresso, because I always do blonde espresso, that, I definitely feel a difference.
I don't know.
But if you're doing 5 or you don't feel anything, then yeah, maybe you're not feeling anything.
Like usually I drink them for the taste and because it says it boosts metabolism, so I was like, mm-hmm. But I feel like I never, like, caffeine, I don't know.
How about past energy drinks? Because, no, you do drink energy drinks. I used to never drink them until I started drinking Monsters and then Celsius.
There was only one time where I had a sleepover at Anna's house, mm-hmm. And then the next day my ex-boyfriend from high school was going to come over, and I was like, okay, I need to be awake. And so I drank a Monster, a 5-hour energy, had a coffee, and then had another. I think I had a Bang. Mm. And so I drank all... it was just like a lot of caffeine.
Definitely a lot, yeah.
And I still remember before we got my ex-boyfriend, we went to lunch, and I was sitting there, and my heart was...
Your heart was palpitating.
But I was also... I felt really tired. Like, I felt like I wasn't really... Like, I was still... Because I... Especially at the time... I at sleepovers, did not sleep. Ew. Did not.
No, yeah,
like
I feel
it.
Like never most sleepovers. Or if you did sleep, it was like way.
Yes,
yeah,
so I literally got like an hour of sleep maybe that night. Mm-hmm. And, oh my god, it was so funny. Anna's dad came in there at like 7 a.m. to wake us up, and I was like, no fucking way he's coming in here at 7 a.m. But on the point, I was running off of like an hour of sleep, and I had all of that caffeine, and I still felt really tired. I felt almost out of body. Mm-hmm. I remember just staring off into the distance while we were eating. I don't remember what we ate. I think it was Buffalo Wild Wings. Just stare.
Mm-hmm.
But my heart was racing so fast, I thought I was going to die.
My God.
I thought I was going to die. But I still felt tired.
Yeah.
I still felt really tired. So
I don't know.
That's the only time I remember, like, I can pinpoint, like, it's probably the caffeine that made my heart feel like that.
I would definitely assume it was the caffeine.
And it was probably the caffeine. I don't know. But besides that, I just feel like it doesn't really... It doesn't normally work for me.
Really? No, I know it definitely does do something for me. Because I know with Celsius, at least, when I first started drinking them, like, I remember, like, I definitely felt something. Like, I definitely felt a little heart palpitations, like, going on when I first started drinking them.
Oh, my God.
But I don't feel that anymore. And also, like, the other day, like, it was not waking me up. Like, I was like, they're not waking me up anymore. Like, at all. Like, I'm not awake. And I remembered about that, how in the beginning... I used to, like, feel something. And now I don't feel, like, no nothing. I don't even feel awake. I wouldn't say the heart palpitation. I wouldn't say... Because my heart definitely wasn't, like, like how you're describing. They never weren't palpitating like that. But then I felt a little something. Like, I remember I felt energized. I just felt energized. Okay, I'm being crazy. I did not feel heart palpitation. I just felt energized. Like, I felt like... I generally felt like I had to run a marathon.
Like...
From, like, when I first started drinking Celsius. Something with Monsters. I wouldn't say I felt like I could run a marathon, but I definitely felt... energized, which is why I stopped drinking them, because I didn't feel the caffeine anymore, which is why I moved to Celsius, because they're like 200. But yeah, I love Monsters, so teas are good too.
I've been drinking energy drinks since like 6th grade.
Yeah,
and so maybe I've just gotten like used to them at this point. But, and, like, I don't know, my caffeine tolerance is higher. But, like, I always hear about people being like, I haven't had caffeine today, and I have the worst headache. That also doesn't really happen to me.
No, it doesn't happen to me either. Because, I mean,
I even when I... think being dramatic. I'm just kidding.
I mean, because, like, I used to drink a lot of espresso. Like, I remember I used to drink, like, 8 shots.
Oh, my God.
But the thing is, I never remember when I would, like, stop... When I stopped trying to, like, drink as much, I never, like... experience like headaches.
Yeah,
I never felt fucking tired. Yeah, but I never experienced headaches.
Do you remember the old coworker that we used to have, where she would get there and she'd get like
12?
Yeah, it was 12 shots.
It was 12. I know exactly what you're talking about. The minute you said you're in the old one, I know exactly what you're talking about.
And then would she do like a Cobra with it too, or was it just?
It was something like that. Oh my God, I used to drink a venti nitro on my 10 minute. Like I specifically would drink on my 10.
Oh my God.
So that's what you should try. Trying in a venti one on your 10. And if you don't feel nothing after that, then I guess
you're yeah, it's confirmed.
Because, y'all, I used to drink a venti nitro. I put a little, like, milk or something, obviously, in there. Like, I'm not going to drink it black. And I put, like, some sort of syrup. And then I'd, like, be like, I'm going to finish this on my 10 so I can be awake. Let me tell you, I was fucking awake.
You
bitch.
Were flying.
I was like,
streets.
I only did this for, like, a little bit. I think I did it for, like, 2 weeks, 7 months. And I was like, I got to stop. This really isn't good.
Yeah,
I knew it wasn't good from the beginning, but I was like, no, this really is not good.
You know,
so
I work
my
a
heart
shift
was
tomorrow.
Out palpitating. Girl,
I'm
telling
you. See, that's why
you.
I believe in the heart.
My heart was palpitating.
See, tomorrow I work
you
a morning
shift. Give it a
shift.
Go if you want.
Tomorrow I work a morning shift, and I have to, like, we're doing a craft night. So you know what? I'm going to take home a venti nitro and chug it in like 3 minutes when I get home.
Oh my
home.
God, 3 minutes? Girl, give yourself the 10 minutes.
Clean
I'm telling
house.
You, for the 10 minutes, I was good.
Chug it and then just deep clean my house waiting for them to get here. Oh, I made pies. I'm so excited. This is my first time making like, I don't know, I never make a pie. Who makes pies?
Besides, I didn't like, make pies either.
Exactly. So I made
pies. But I
also
don't eat pies often, honestly.
I think
the last time I ate a pie was on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you know,
I'm not a pie person. I love sweet treats, but I'm not a pie person.
Me neither. And, you know, I fucking hate fruit pies so fucking much. I hate them. They're nasty. Apple pie, get the fuck out of my face.
Aren't most pies fruit, though?
Cherry pies, get the fuck out of my face.
I feel like most pies are fruit.
Exactly. Pumpkin pie, you can come fuck with me. Pumpkin pie can come fuck with me.
I do love pumpkin pie.
Boston cream pie, yes, ma'am. Chocolate cream pie, get over here. It's just the soggy, nasty fruit that I can't do. I hate it. I make a really good apple pie, though. I'm not really good at the crust on top, but I'm really good at the filling.
I like when there's that, like, crumble.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of fruit and pies, this isn't really a pie, but it's a fruit tart. So you remember on Disney, they used to have the time I...
Yeah.
Like, segments?
I do remember this.
I remember there was one of a fruit tart. Girl, it looked so fucking good to me. Every time I saw this kid, I wanted it so bad. And I saw it the other day on TikTok. Girl, it looks so good. Yes! I mean, it just, like, popped up. So, I'm gonna show it to you. Do you remember this one specifically? Things like a apricot.
Ago, my family went to visit my dad's friend, Eric, because he has lots of fruit trees in his backyard.
I was like, are you gonna make it?
I might. Girl, it looks so good to me as a kid, and I never got to try it. It's like when you see it on shows, like food on a show, you're like, that looks so good, I want to try it, but you never did.
We found the apricots. They were the best
I have never had an apricot.
Ever. They were really so I have never had apricot, honestly, but it looks good. The way they're munching it, okay. I don't want to hear you talking one. Let's get to the tart. That looks good. I know you don't fuck with fruit, but I fuck with fruit. So that looks good to me. Like, that looks good.
No, I would try it. I would definitely try it.
I want to see the leaf. But that looks good.
I would definitely try it. It did look tasty. And I know the texture of the apricot on top is going to be mushy.
It's going to be like mushy. No, that's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, and
that's
you sog up your cereal on purpose.
Yes. Well, it depends. The only one I don't like soggy are my cornflakes. I like that shit. Crunchy.
Oh, yeah, you need
I hate when I get to a soggy cornflake. Oh, my God. But, like, Cocoa Puffs, I love that shit soggy. Like, I purposely mush it.
That's criminal.
I don't really eat cereal, honestly, but...
I love cereal. I don't keep it in my house because I worry. But I love... Well, I told you. That was like
the
biggest
you'll binge
food.
It.
And so when I get... you know, I feel like every time I've gotten a box of cereal for myself, I feel like I tend to do... Like, I finish it very fast. Usually within like 2 days.
Yeah. No. No, yeah. Me with Cinnamon Toast Crunch, same thing.
But those boxes of cereal aren't that big.
They're not that big. Listen, I don't think it's great that you finish them that fast. I usually always go back for a second bowl. I usually always
go for a second bowl.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I haven't been that many times where I haven't gone back for a second bowl.
I might be having cereal for dinner instead. I was gonna cook a pizza, but now I'm like, should I go buy some cereal now? Oh my god, Captain Crunch.
I've never had Captain Crunch.
It cuts up the roof of your mouth. It makes it bleed, but it's so worth it every single time.
Really?
I don't fuck with the Captain Crunch with the berries, though, because that shit's mm-mm.
Really? There's one with the berries?
Yes, and they're not the same. It's usually the off-brand. It's the off-brand Captain Crunch with berries, but I don't fuck with it. It's not the same. Mm. I need the on-brand Captain Crunch every time.
No, yeah, understandable. You know what you like, Anthony? Oh, I love Fruity Pebbles.
Fruity Pebbles, especially since the texture of soggy cereal makes me want to like.
Those
crash
I didn't
out.
Actually mind. I didn't mind if they were crunchy or soggy.
You have to eat that bowl quick in the matter of like 3 minutes because it's rice. It gets so soggy so fast, mm-hmm. And you have to eat it so. And the milk hardly even gets any flavor. Oh.
What? Mine always tastes it fruity. What the fuck are you talking about?
I know, but I eat it so fast. It never has time. But I try to use the same milk for like at least both bowls of cereal. Maybe I'll add a little bit more so I get the extra fruity flavor. I love cereal. I could talk about it for hours.
So good. Depending on a cereal.
I don't fuck with those healthy cereals. I just don't.
I love Honey Bunches of Oats.
Ooh, okay. Honey Bunches of Oats.
Special K. I mean, my family, we never really got Special K. I know there were a few times they got it, but it was good.
Never fucked with
it. I remember
it
was good.
Never fucked with
it. Sitting Cheerios. Those were good.
Yeah, you see, I like Cheerios, but
even the other one, the grain one. The grain sugar. What?
I always add sugar to my Cheerios. No. Always.
I always just ate it like that straight up. Sitting with the multi-grain Cheerios, I like those.
I did. Oh, the honey Bunches of Oats Cheerios.
I love Honey Bunches of Oats. Honey Bunches of Oats Cheerios.
I mean the
Cheerios.
The
almond one. That was my.
Ooh, the almond.
That's so good. I love the granola chunk. I would purposely save them so on my second bowl I'd have extra of it, and that'd be what I eat the most at the end.
Mm-hmm. I loved
it.
Mm.
Okay.
Oh, now I need cereal.
I have a serious question.
Right.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll tell you this little story, and then we'll get into the question. Yeah. Okay. So this happened like 2 weeks ago. This guy had pulled up through the drive-thru. I wasn't taking orders. One of my other coworkers was taking orders. And then she like says, Maria, this guy looks like Nathaniel. And I'm like, what? So I go over, I look at the camera. Girl, this man looks like you. Like not like looks like, hell yeah, I took a picture because like I wanted to talk about this. But anyways, this man looked just like you. Like, obviously there was like some different stuff about y'all, but he looked just like y'all. And especially, oh my god, especially when I took the photo. I'm sorry, he made the exact same face you always make. Girl, that's you! That's you if you were Buffy! Like, he was Jack, dude. That's you! Y'all!
I can't show
that's
up.
That's him!
I can't show up.
Like, yeah, you're gonna recognize this man off the streets. Look how blurry it is. Okay, don't show him. Let's respect this random man. You're right, let's respect him. But anyways, he looked just like you. And then, girl, when he got up to the window, that's when I was, you know, there talking to him.
You should have asked for a picture there.
No, that's not. I'm not gonna do that. But girl, he was so fine. He was really fine. No, listen.
Confirmed. No, this is why I haven't been telling
y'all for years. Listen, he look like you. He looked like you, so I was also a little conflicted because he was really cute. I'm not gonna lie. Listen, y'all. He was like jacked, and he was so fine. And I was like, wait, but he also does look like a thing. Like I could see him. I could see you in him. So I was like, he's attractive, but he's not. Well, hold on! I'm working
on it! Do I have a long-lost twin that my mom never told me about?
No! Okay, serious? I was just saying to be dramatic. But, I don't know if you remember, like, a few months ago, probably a year ago, actually, because it was the last time I was on a dating app. I don't know if you remember, I had showed you this other guy that I was, at first, attracted to. But then I saw you in him. Now, this one looked a lot like you. He wasn't like this guy. Because this guy, like, everything was basically the same. Like, built and everything. And I was like, no. I can't talk to this man after that. And after that, I could not talk to him because all I could see was you. But my serious question was going to be, what if one day, you know, I'm either talking or I'm dating this person. But, you know, I just show you a photo of him. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the guy I'm, like, talking and dating to.
It looks like me?
Wait, listen! And I show you to him. I show him to you. And you think he looks just like you. Would you say something? Yes or no? Would you be like, Maria, that guy looks like me? Like, if you notice it, like, I don't say anything. Yeah. I don't say anything.
Sure, say something. Mm-hmm. I would say it. I'm like, bitch, I've been knowing since day one that you wanted me back. This is just proving it even more. Hello? Yeah.
You would say something then?
Yeah.
I think I would say something too, honestly.
I mean, if I started dating the guy equivalent to you.
No, yeah. Oh, trust me, I was thinking about this too. When I was thinking about this, I was like, I think I would say something too. Because, like, are you kidding me? Because I was just like, how could you? You know? Because, like, that's
how
I am.
Could you?
Because how could I? I'm telling you, that's how I was so conflicted with this guy I just showed you. Because he did look. The thing is, I think I would date someone like that.
How?
If they didn't, I think I would. I think I would at least go on a date. Because, okay, I was really thinking about it. Because I'm like, okay, if the guy that I showed you just now, if he asked me for, like, my phone number or anything, I think I definitely would have given it to him, you know, go on a date. But, like I said, I was conflicted. But seeing I'm like, he looked that much like you. Like, you look like you. See, me trying to justify it to myself, honestly.
But I was.
Trust me, I was. Not as much as the other guy from the dating app, because that guy really looked like you. This guy, he looked like you. Y'all have some look-alike. Some stuff that look alike.
That picture was a little scary.
Y'all do look alike enough. But it's like, there's also enough where you don't look alike. I definitely would go on a date. And I feel after that, that's where, like, I'll see, you know, where if I'll proceed or not. But I definitely think I would date someone. No, that sounds so weird to say, actually. I don't think so.
No, say it.
I don't think so. Because I'm saying, like, I just feel like if I can see you the whole time, then there's no way I could date them, actually. Because that's why I couldn't talk to the other guy. But, like, I feel like I could go on a date with this guy. But if I just keep seeing you and him, I don't think I could, actually. Because how are you going to be intimate? Because, I mean, that's why I'm also with you. When you said if someone looked like me, how are you going to be intimate with someone if all you see is me? If all you see in that person is me, could you?
I would like to hope that I wouldn't see just you in that person.
Really? But no, that, I'm sorry. He looked just like you. He looks a lot like you. Okay, the guy with the muscles, he looks like you, but like I said, there's some things where it wasn't exact. But like the other guy from the dating app, he looked just like you. And all I could see was you. This guy, that's why I felt conflicted. Because there was enough where you're like, there was a little difference. Where it was like,
Long lost twin.
No, the guy from dating app was your long lost twin. That one was too much like you. But that's what I'm saying. If all I can see is you, there's no way. And that's what I'm saying with you. There's no way you could date someone that looks just like me. No. All you can see is me? No way.
No, I think...
That thing I could go on a date with the guy that I just showed you. The muscle guy?
To break it off.
I will have to say.
They'd be like, I don't know what I did wrong. I bet it's just
not
your
you,
face.
Trust me. It's like, it's not you, it's just who you look like.
It's just your face.
It's just who you look like.
I can't do anything about it. And you can't do anything about it, so sorry.
Yeah.
You gotta go.
I mean, you're so beautiful, but...
You're...
No. Oh, that's shady. Because I was just putting this guy in there with what I just said.
It's
yeah,
okay.
I won't be shady.
It's okay. I get it. I've been saying since, like, literally
since day one.
Since day one. I get it.
He gets it, y'all.
I do. Everybody.
But yeah, that was my serious question. Would you date someone that looked like me? No, not if you would date someone that looked like me. Would you say something if I showed you a guy?
Yeah. I would rub it in your face the second.
The moment you realized it?
The second you showed
what if I was, like, denying it? I was like, he doesn't look like you at all.
Oh, my God.
What would you do? I was like, he does not look like you. What are you talking about?
I would literally make you pull up, like, 16 pictures that we could do side by side. I'm not playing around.
And what if there are all these, I'm like, he doesn't, like, I don't see it.
I'd be like, well, I'm like, good luck on that adventure. Good luck, because one day...
I just want to know if you, like, really persist.
One day y'all will be being intimate, and you're going to look up, and you're going to see my face, and you're going to be like, get off of me.
I don't think I could do that. I'm telling you, I don't think I could. If all I see is you, I don't think I could do it.
Didn't notice until that, oh my God, you don't notice until that exact moment.
Oh my God, that'd be terrible. But no, understandable. I think I would also do the exact same. Yeah. If you showed me a picture of a guy, you're like, this is the guy I'm talking to, Maria, and I think he looks like me. I'm gonna be like, no, that's me. He literally looks just like me. Me pulling out the man filter.
Yeah, you pull out
the mustache.
I'm
like, look, we look alike.
Seeing you would probably pull up pictures and make you look at these.
I would too. I put out those filters and be like, look, come on, that's me.
I know. That one app where you could change your gender.
I think TikTok has one, I'm telling you. They have one where, like, you can, like, change, like, your male version of
you.
That's
what you would do.
Definitely would, girl. Oh, I definitely would too.
That would be so fucking...
Do you want to take a break?
Oh, yeah, sure. Sure.
Girl, we've been filming for like almost 40 minutes.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah, we just hit 40 minute mark.
Oh my god.
And y'all gotta. Nothing. I don't even know what I was gonna say. What? I was gonna say relieve myself.
Nothing.
I was gonna say relive, and I was like, relive? That's not what I'm trying to say. Relieve myself.
We'll
enjoy our little
break. Yeah, enjoy our commercial.
Break commercial.
We'll right.
Commercial break.
We're going to take a quick break.
And we're gonna be right back. Make sure you grab a drink.
Make sure you get a snack. We are back, guys.
Hello, everyone. We're back. I put some food in the oven. I'm getting so excited for a snack. I'm starved. It's my first meal of the day. And it's like, what time is it? Like 3?
It's probably 4 already.
I was like, it's almost 4.
Yeah. It's about to be 4.
Loves it.
So petite, so tiny.
I know. Literally, it's the smallest person I've ever met. Well, that's a lie. I did have a butter croissant this morning.
You gotta have a little snack.
You gotta have breakfast. Don't be ridiculous. You gotta have breakfast. But yeah, I just had butter croissant, and I'm just making some. I don't know. I had like.
I ate tater tots and an egg. I love tater tots too.
Dipped in ketchup.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Always gotta get some ketchup.
I had like 3 chicken tenders in one bag, and like 4 chicken nuggets in another bag. So I was like, okay, I might as well finish these bags. Have a snack now. I'm starved. Mm-hmm. The mom's gonna make pizza for dinner. Oh. So excited.
Do you make it like all by yourself? Like everything like homemade. Like the dough and everything.
Like, I have a frozen pizza that I'm gonna put in the oven.
Okay. I was asking, I do wanna make a pizza one day. That's actually one of my. Okay, so I've been journaling a lot again lately, right? Like, what? Why the fuck did I say like so many times? Anyways, I've been journaling a lot lately, and one of my things, so usually when I journal, I just kinda like journal about my day or just like whatever's been happening, whatever's on my mind, you know? Just want to touch your hand. But, I've been wanting to mix it up in my journaling. You know, I see a lot of people, you know, they make journal prompts and they have, like, these, like, questions, you know? I've been seeing a lot of that on TikTok. And I'm like, you know what? I really want to switch it up. So I did this one journal prompt I saw of, like, summer. Of, like, what you want to do for your summer. Like, not what you want to do for your summer, but, like, what the perfect summer would be. And one of the things I put was cooking and, like, baking. Mm-hmm. So I am definitely going to get into that soon. I mean, I don't think I'm going to wait until summer, because technically summer doesn't start until, like, June something, but I'm definitely going to, like, start getting into it again.
I know. There's actually some, I saved some places like this last time I went to New York, where it's, like, make your own pizza type of place, or, like, there's also, like, I had a cupcake decorating place also saved that I wanted to do, but I saw a few of them for, like, making your homemade pizza.
Wow.
Obviously, you don't make the dough, but, like, you know. You just add all the toppings and then they make it for you. Mm. But that seemed fun. I had that saved.
One time when I was in elementary, I think it was first grade, maybe kindergarten, we had went to some place over, I remember Woodruff actually, and we had went to go bake a pizza. We put all the toppings on there and the sauce and all that. And then we got to put it in. Obviously, like, someone was holding it, but we put it in. I just remember them helping me out take out my pizza. It was so much fun. Girl, I felt like such a pizzeria.
I miss the thrill of field trips.
I love that field
age.
Trip.
I remember we went for some reason we did a field trip to like I don't want to say a police station. I don't know. It was somewhere with police and they had a holding cell and they put all of us into the holding cell. And I remember being in that being petrified. In there and I was like, what if they lose the key and we can't
they're
get
like,
out?
What are we in here forever?
I was like, what if they lose the key and we're in here forever? And I was panicking because there were so many of us cramped in. It was a small room and there were so many of us cramped in. It was like two whole
they're
classes.
They're like, tiny enough.
It was like two whole classes with their teachers, with some officers. It was too much. I was freaking out.
Packed sardines.
I was freaking out. I remember I was like standing on the like bench that they had in there. And I was like, I need them to open this up. And the second they opened it up, I was like, whew.
Thank Lord.
That was scary.
I could not do this.
I thought I was about to die. I thought I was about to be stuck in this cell forever. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's where my fear of being in small spaces started.
You think, right? I feel like there's always something that starts it. I remember, like, my cousin. Okay, so I always loved being wrapped in a blanket. And I would always say, wrap me like a burrito, you know? Because my cousin would always wrap me real tight in there. Mm-hmm. The thing is, one time, dude, she was wrapping me in the burrito. And, like, I was in the middle of it, you know? So, like, the ends are, like, you know,
mm-hmm. out.
Empty. Or they're out. And I'm in the middle of it. And nothing of me is out, obviously, because I'm tiny. so tiny. But, you know, I'm in there, you know, she's ratting me and everything. And I don't know what the fuck she's doing. All of a sudden, both ends locked, like, they're closed. I'm, like, freaking out. Nathaniel, I still remember, like, even thinking about it, like, I'm getting scared. Like, I'm getting that anxious feeling again. Like, I'm freaking out. I'm, like, let me out! Let me out! But I couldn't even move my hands. So I wasn't even like this. I'm, like, this, let me out! Let me out! Like, I'm freaking out, girl. I'm screaming. I don't know how she did it, but, like, both ends were closed. I'm, like, let me out! Nathaniel, I was freaking the fuck out. Girl, she did eventually, but it took so long. She's like, what? I was only rapping. I don't know what the fuck she said. But like, she had to, like, I was a crazy one. I remember that. She was like, what? And I'm like, I couldn't breathe. It was tight in there. Dramatic. No, literally. Like, it was tight. It was dark. Like, let me out. Literally, even now, if I'm in a blanket, those, like, heavy blankets, like, I have this, like, one weighted blanket. If it's, like, too tight, I still get freaked out a little. I still get a little freaked out. Not even sometimes. I love sleeping with, the blanket over my head, you know, you mm-hmm. see me. But again, if it's like too tired or too much sometimes, or I start remembering that memory and I'm thinking too much into it, I can't. Like, I get freaked out. I still genuinely get freaked out. But also, I do love my personal space, even now. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember the other day, one of our coworkers, he's not really our coworker, he kind of comes every once in a while. But I remember I was making a drink and I had stepped off to the side to make my drink somewhere else. And he's like, well, you didn't want to do it over there? I'm like, it was just too tight. I didn't want to be around mm-hmm. everyone. Mm-hmm. Like, it was too much. I love my space. I was like, I like my personal space. And he just, like, kind of laughed. I'm like, I like my personal space. And I still do that now. Like, I remember one time, somewhat recently, this one coworker got close to me. And I stepped away. And she's like, oh, sorry. And I'm like, it's fine. It's fine. I just like my personal space. Especially, sometimes I just feel too tight. Sometimes I feel surrounded. Like, there's some areas in our workplace where if, like, there's too many people around, I feel surrounded. And I generally start so freaking out. Small. Yeah. And then now that they got the cart in the middle, sometimes I freak out. No, I can't. I need my space.
I really don't like the cart.
Like, it's
in the
not
middle.
You, it's me. I just need my space.
I really don't like the cart in the middle of the two
it's
bars.
It's so annoying. It's like, I just can't move around.
It's too much. Oh, it's too much. Sometimes being there, it's too much. And then,
the other area,
people start hoarding around
area.
The counter, and they're, like, looking for their drink. And, my God, especially, I start to panic when, like, 6 or 7 people all at once come at me, and they're like, where's my drink? Where's my drink?
Oh my God.
It literally feels like that scene from Finding Nemo. Mine.
2 weeks ago, it was really fucking busy for a Thursday. Like, really busy. It was terrible. I was on Cafe Bar doing literally everything. And I was so stressed, and I was packaging this one delivery, and, like, of course, you package one delivery.
All
every
seven.
Single one comes at you.
Mine.
And I remember I finished packing one and then I walked away. I couldn't. I was like, get away from me. So I literally walked away. I didn't even speak to any of them. I just yelled out the name for the delivery.
Uh-huh, yeah,
and if they grabbed it, they grabbed it. If not, too bad.
That's what I do.
And it was just so busy. I was so busy. I was so fucking stressed.
Sometimes.
Like, I usually never get stressed. And I was stressed.
I have been actively seeking employment other places now
mm-hmm.
because I can't fucking stand it there anymore.
Yeah.
For a while, I was like, oh, I'm having a good time. And then
there's always just a point where, like, you're no longer having a good time.
These last couple months, I've been like, I'm having less of a good time, but I'm still having a good time some days. And then now it's just like almost every day I'm like, I want to die.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm feeling like when I used to work at Cracker Barrel, and I used to, like, I would almost, like, start crying before I went into my shift, because
my
I just didn't want to be there so bad. Cracker Barrel was worse, because, you know, well, you know how I got treated there, but, I don't know, it's getting to the point where I am dreading even, like, getting in my car to leave for work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just like, I don't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm either thinking about, like, just transferring stores first, and then seeing if that's gonna work, or...
I mean, I know the one near here is pretty chill. I mean, you worked there before.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty chill.
Yeah,
but I definitely need to get back into looking for somewhere else also. Because there was a time where I was looking because I'm not having a good time. Girl, I need to move on. I've been here too long.
Mm-hmm.
I need to move on. But the thing is, I stopped looking. I was looking for jobs a few months ago and I did get another job. But they weren't paying a lot. So I wasn't going to stay
obviously,
there.
Obviously, yeah.
So, but also that's the thing. I feel like not many places
pay as good as our place.
Yeah, especially what I'm getting right now. Like, I'm getting $17 and a few cents. So almost like the same amount. I don't want to downgrade.
I know.
I hate it there, but that's good money I'm making right now.
Oh my God.
It's pretty good.
I hate when my...
And not many places are starting with that. But I definitely need to get back onto looking. I've stopped, so.
Yeah, I think... Oh my God, first of all...
At least you're looking. I stopped.
I would love, like... I don't know. I don't even know what I would like.
I mean, me neither, but... Like you said, customer service. I don't want to really do customer service again, you know?
I see, like, an office job seems fun, but, like, no, it does labor. Not.
No, I want to do an office job, because that's also another thing. I don't want to do anything with too much labor, you know? Like, I've done the, you know, going back and forth, blah, 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 mm-hmm, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not really into it. You know? I feel like I could do an office job, you know? It's just, like, learning, you know, how to, like, do stuff on a computer, but, you know, uh-huh, they'll teach you. So just learning all that.
Ooh, I would love to... We were talking about it on this episode, literally. I would love to do something from home.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I need to really get a computer. You have a computer. You got a new one, too.
I know.
So I feel like you definitely could. Really?
She's raw. I mean, it's definitely just because I don't have Wi-Fi. My hotspot, she...
Oh, she's got some Wi-Fi.
It is.
Oh, just get some Wi-Fi? Yeah. I was like, just get some Wi-Fi, one.
Girl,
actually.
Girl, I had to...
Or you could work at... I mean, a lot of people come to our work of place to work.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen so many people taking their meetings in there on their computer speaking.
I had to. I used to have Wi-Fi literally like a year ago. I had to give her up. I had to give her up because she was like, okay, like saying like, oh my god, she was like $75 a month, but like that was an extra $75 that I was like scrounging.
It's like added bills. Yeah. It's like, no, I get what you mean. Saying it, it's like, oh, it's not that much, but you got to look at the big picture. You have mm-hmm. other bills, a bunch of other things, and that was just like emergencies.
It
definitely adds up, and if it's something that you could go without, it's understandable why you went without it.
And like my service on my phone here, I got full bars every day. Sometimes it really do be like I don't know. Sometimes they like my service will go down for like a few hours, like once a month. But besides that, I'm always chilling. Yeah. I'm always chilling. I don't need Wi-Fi. Sometimes it would be nice though, like when I want to watch like movies on my TV. But, like, my hotspot isn't good enough to, like, load Hulu or Netflix or anything. It will do the pirated website sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes. I've been finally able to catch up on Drag Race because I can watch it on my TV now. I found a website. Mm-hmm. Thank God. But I've fallen really far behind on Drag Race.
Really?
I'm like three episodes behind. No,
I saw this one funny one earlier today. I was on TikTok. This person was, like, something about Lord. He's like, I don't like Lord. She's, like, depressive, teenage something. And then, like, I think at this point they were already doing a challenge, or the challenge was already done. And Paul was like, Lord is going to be the next person next week.
Paul? Did you say Paul?
Okay, RuPaul. I just felt like saying RuPaul was lost. I was like, Paul. I was a baby. Okay, Ru. I'll just say the full name, actually. RuPaul was like, Lord is coming next week. And that person was like, oh my god, I can't wait! And that was really funny.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
That was funny. That's the thing with me and, like, Drag Race. Like, I loved, like, especially back in high school, because that's when I really loved watching stuff like that. I would watch the, like, funny moments that were on YouTube. Because, like, you know how they'd be, like, compilations. Like, compilation of, like, funny situations, blah, blah, blah. And I would watch them all the time. But it was, like, the actual show, it never intrigued me.
I love it.
I know you love it. Yeah, it's your favorite show. But I'm saying me, like... I don't know. When I watched a show, it didn't really intrigue me that much. But when I would watch the compilations, it always got me. Every day had the Zodiac ones. Just stuff like
that. Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I loved it. Really I always big. Had a good ass time. Like, they're funny. Don't get me wrong. They're fucking mm-hmm. hilarious. The contestants on there, they're funny. But actually watching the show, it never got me.
I'm really liking this new season. I don't know why, but I've just been having a hard time keeping up with it. Even though every week I'm like, who went home? Who went home? Because
like you're kept up in that sense, but you're not kept up in like watching it. Yeah, I know exactly. What
I need
you
to.
It's like you want to watch it too, even though you know who went home. You still want to see what went down.
I still
want to
watch it. I just don't know. I don't know.
They're hilarious. I'm seeing their looks. I get it. You want to see it? Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what happened. I just fell back. I watched one episode, and then I told you I got really drunk and watched two more, and I didn't remember them. So I still need to go back. I started watching one of them last night, but. I started playing Roblox, and I was like, okay, I don't want to watch Drag Race anymore. And now I'm, like, really trying to focus on... focusing on both things at once? I can't. It's not for me. Yeah. And then, oh my god, I'm thinking about next week when we get paid, I'm gonna buy a Switch.
You're telling me, yeah.
I've been watching Animal Crossing videos these past, like, 2 weeks. And I just think it looks so fun. I didn't realize until last night that when you play it, you, like, start it from scratch. Like, you're, like, gathering wood and sticks and stuff. Mm-hmm. I thought, like, you load in, you're like, oh, yeah, I get to build a little house over here, and then I build a little house over here. No, like, I gotta get iron.
You get laid, and now you gotta do it all.
I'm like, oh, my God, but... I just wasn't expecting it, but...
So kind of like Minecraft, because I feel like with Minecraft, when I was playing it, you had to, like, do that. You had to, like, find all the mm-hmm. materials, and then you could, like, build
it's
it.
It's like a cutesy version of Minecraft. It's yeah. a cutesy version
of
Minecraft.
Are you
going to
cry?
No.
Your eyes are, like, watered up, bitch. You're tearing up. What's happening?
I don't know.
The way you looked at me. No? Are you sure?
I don't know. It just
Will
happened.
Can you take a break? Emotional.
I'm putting it in the title. Emotional. No, I don't know what happened. It just happens sometimes. It's fucking hot.
Well, now
here.
That you're about to cry, let me get into this one thing that does make me want to cry sometimes. Okay, so, you know, obviously something I'm stressed about is, like, my life, and also getting anxious, as, you know, my life. And I saved this that I saw this person. He, this is his own poetry. He, like, wrote it, and it's about your 20s. I think it's this one. Hold on, let me grab it. Let me find it. That was not it. Okay, I'm going to read it. It's by Gibran. I could be pronouncing that wrong. But his name is Gibran. He wrote this. Okay. I see it every day on the internet. You'll be 80 in a second. Don't let your life flash by. Don't waste your youth. Don't. So I panic. Another week has gone by. It's March now. Spring is here. My 80-year-old self would be so, so disappointed. I would do anything to be 20-something again. I know. The weight of being young feels insurmountable. Insurmountable. Like wasting a gift I wasn't ready to receive yet. Because sometimes, okay, I feel like I relate to that one, because sometimes that's how I feel, and that's how I was feeling last few weeks. I just feel like sometimes I'm not doing enough in my 20s, but sometimes, like, sometimes I feel like the things I want to do require money.
I know,
it's like,
yeah.
I'm also trying to save up for things, and also just something that's, like, too much, where it's like, I can't exactly do that right now. But also just, like, career-wise, also, like I was mm-hmm. talking about earlier, like, I mean, I don't want to work. I know that. I don't want to work, but obviously that's not realistic for me right now. Like, mm-hmm. I don't have a partner that's, you know, going to work for me, you know, and I'll just be at home. So, you know, obviously I need to figure some shit out, you know, because obviously the job I'm at right now, I want to be there for however long, you know, longer. That's not something I want to do forever, you know?
Mm-mm.
Especially, oh my god, I'm almost hitting 6 years. That's also, I'm like, I need to get out. Like, I've been having that thought for so long. Like, I need to get out. But, like, it's like, I always go on and off from looking at jobs. Because the thing is, like, at first I'll be really motivated. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna find a job. I'm gonna upgrade. But then, like, I won't really find anything. So then after a while, I'll, like, get discouraged and be like, oh, I'll just look again some other time. And mm-hmm. then I never go back. But anyways, career-wise, yeah. Sometimes I don't know what I'm doing in my life because career-wise, I don't know what I want for my career, you know? There's not an exact career that really calls to me. Like, yeah, I know we're talking about office jobs. Like, I would like to do that. But it's also not like, oh my gosh, I would love to do that. Like, that's something I really mm-hmm. see
I,
for
when
me.
When I was a kid, I dreamt of working in an office. Like, no one ever says that. So, yeah, I saw TikTok where I was like, what's something your younger self would be proud of that they figured out in your life? And I think a lot of it, they would be proud. I mean, I think I would be pretty proud of myself. But sometimes I'm like, would
how
I?
Much, though?
I'm like,
I know exactly. For me, okay, I've seen people say, like, again, from journaling prompts, like, would your younger self like who you are now? Or, like, love who you are now? And I'm like, just how you said, it's like, I feel like it's half and half. Like, yeah, there are definitely parts of, like, younger me would love. But also things about me where I'm like, damn, no, my younger self wouldn't love this. Like, the main one, not being moved out yet. That was, like, mm-hmm. one of my things when I was a kid. I was like, I'm gonna move out the moment I can. It's like, fuck, I still haven't fucking moved out. That's, mm-hmm. like, such a big thing for me.
It's a very hard step.
It really is.
They really, especially in, like, movies and TV shows, they really just, like, make it look like, be like, okay, I found an apartment, I'm moving out now. Mm-hmm. But, like, it's, like, a lot of money.
Yeah.
Especially to, like, just get your foot onto the, like, moving out. I mean, mm-hmm. I will say, once you actually move out and you catch up on your money, it gets a lot easier.
Right.
But, like, that first step of, like, I mean, like, I feel like I really rushed it when I moved into this house, and it really showed because I struggled for, I mean, I'm only just now starting to get, like, a lot of my house pretty decorated.
Mm-hmm.
But, because I really didn't save that much, but the first thing, you really need, like, at least a few $1,000 just mm-hmm. to, like, get your foot out the door into the home.
Yeah.
It's just, oh, God.
Just, like you said, money-wise, but also, like, I think there's so many, like, places here that are too much money for what they actually are, also. And it's like,
yeah.
Listen, if I'm gonna pay a lot of money, like, I want it to be at least nice, or at least have the things that I want to have, like, not be a total shit.
I remember it could be cheaper.
And also, mm-hmm, right? And then also, I just, like, don't want to be in debt, so I also, like, making sure it's a place that I could, like, afford, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to, like, go in debt from, like, not being able to pay my bills, you know, blah, 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 you know? and then like have to like move back. Because also another thing, I don't want to move back. Because like, especially when I was younger, like, I'm telling you, at least for like Hispanic culture, I feel, it's like you stay at home. Like you're expected to stay at home. Mm-hmm. Especially if you're like a woman, like you're expected to stay at home until you get married. Like, that's like my family told me. Like, you know, you're not moving out until you get married. Like, no. Like, no.
No.
Like, I need to move out. Like, I need to move out. Like, I need to. Like, that was something we would argue about when I was younger. Like, no, I'm going to leave. But anyways. So, also part of the reason why I want to make sure I'm good money-wise when I do move out is because I don't want to, like, have to come back to move in. Because especially with, you know, it's being expected to stay at home, they would also tell me, like, oh, you're going to end up coming back because, you know, you're not going to be able to do it when you do move out. So, that's also, like, my thing. Like, when I move out, I want to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to have to be... like, hey, can I come back, actually? Like, things aren't working out, you know? And also, I know by the way I am, I know it definitely take a lot. Like, I have to really be struggling. But anyways, going back to where we were also going on next. You were saying, and also me, how, like, sometimes we feel like with on our downtime, we're like, you know, we're scrolling on our phone or just, like, playing a game. We feel like we're wasting our time because, like, wait, we're just, like, laying here doing nothing, you know, playing a game or scrolling through the internet. But we're not doing anything. And I feel like, for me, sometimes I just feel like, I guess I could be more productive. I'm like, I'm not doing anything. I could be doing something productive for my life. But then sometimes I don't even know exactly what. That's also the thing. Like, I'm like, where should I start?
Yeah, I feel like I spend a lot of time on my phone.
Mm-hmm. Like, I definitely do. It really is that damn phone.
It's that damn phone. And I'm like, I'm on TikTok. I play Roblox. I'm editing videos.
Mm-hmm.
It is. I spend a lot of time on my phone. I'll spend a lot of time on my phone outside when mm-hmm. I'm sitting on my porch. So I'm outside, but mm-hmm. I don't know. Sometimes
on the phone, I get what you mean.
Sometimes it feels like I'm wasting
time. I was gonna say, even when at least for like, okay, generally that's not anything that I do. I feel like that is good for like my mental health and all that. But even when I'm doing that, sometimes I feel like I'm wasting my time. Like, I'm just like sitting here writing in my journal. Like, yeah, it's doing something for like me, like mental health wise. But then I'll be writing in there, and I'm like, I'm just sitting here writing when I could be doing something for my life instead of writing about what I don't like about my life or whatever is getting me stressed. I could be doing something. But then mm-hmm. again, I'm like, but what? But also, like, being on the phone, I was gonna say, I do go a little bit back and forth. Like, yes, the phone can be bad, but also sometimes I'll be on my phone, like, you know, doing, like, looking up things, you know, that would be beneficial for my life. Like, you know, looking for jobs or, like, looking for places to, like, I could move out to or, like, just finding information mm-hmm. on, like, things I'm, like, need to look into. So it kind of is back and forth, but I definitely do feel like I do spend a long time on my phone. I'm trying to get better at that, but
yeah. I want to start having a goal for like, I don't know what my average screen time is right now, but I think I want to like try and get to like a specific number of like how many hours I'm on my phone a day. Mm-hmm. I know you have that thing on TikTok where it's like
yeah,
tells
but I usually
you,
don't
but like I was like, I know if I had that I'd be like
sometimes I'm like, okay, screen scrolling.
You spend enough time on TikTok. Good to know.
Especially because sometimes you're like looking into something. But anyways, honestly, I've also thought about like limiting my screen time and like trying to get that screen time down. But also know some of that screen time is when I've just had my phone on for background noise.
Yeah.
So I'm not even using it. So I know. I know it may be saying a lot of time, but I know just having it for background noise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like when I'm cleaning, I like to have a podcast on. I like to have a podcast on. You know. I like to, like, you know, listen to music or, you know, have some sort of video going on. Like, so, yeah, I'm not, like, physically on it, but it's adding to the screen time because it thinks I'm actually, like, looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, I fall asleep to, like, hour and a half long YouTube videos mm-hmm. every night.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I want to make sure it's on there. The whole time I'm tossing mm-hmm. and turning.
I don't do that long. I usually do, like, 16-ish, 20-ish minutes videos because I'll want to sleep by then.
I don't know, sometimes I feel like there's been a few nights where I've gone through, like, the whole hour-long video, and I haven't even gone to sleep yet. I've just been sitting there tossing and turning.
No, yeah, there are times where, like, I'm literally just laying there with my eyes closed, but I've not fallen asleep at all. But I like to do short videos, I don't know. Okay, even though I know we're talking about, like, also, like, being frustrated with not knowing what to do with our lives, sometimes that also makes me feel free. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I always go back and forth. Like, sometimes I feel like a pit. Like, my heart stops, like, thinking about it. Like, I don't know what I'm doing in my life. Like, oh my gosh. But then also sometimes it, like, motivates me with, mm-hmm. like, I feel like, or just, like, I feel free. Because I'm like, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing right now with my life. But I'm in my 20s and I'm figuring it out. Like, this is what, like, you know, like, ever since. Like, this is what the 20s are all about. Like, figuring it out. And also, like, I think that is a good thing of the internet is seeing other people our age or people that are older now that were, you know, in our... were at our age and also had the same thoughts of, like, not knowing what to do with their, like, 20s and, like, having the exact same thoughts. And it's, like, reassuring because they'll tell you that same thing, like, oh, I don't feel like that, and I'm also, like, that age, or I was at that age, but, like, now I'm doing great, and, like, that's just what it really is. Like, we mm-hmm. all feel like that. Because it does, sometimes I do feel alone in that when, like, when I see other people doing bigger things, I'm like, wow, like, they're doing all this, and, like, I'm still here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I think I feel like it could also be motivating, because it's, like, I'm free. You know, that sounded crazy. I was like, what? That's so crazy. But, like, I mean, like, I'm free, right, like, right. I feel like I'm free in, like, the sense of, like, I'm not really, like, held down at one thing. And, like, I mean, I'm just figuring things out. And, like, obviously, eventually things will keep moving forward. Because, obviously, I am trying to work to moving things forward. So, obviously, I'm not staying stagnant, like, how I think I am. I just feel like that. But, yeah. Like, I'm free. But, I mean, that's just how I feel sometimes. I'm, like, it's always, like, on one of those ends, like, I'm, like, just so motivated, like, I can do whatever I want.
Mm-hmm, of course.
I say it, like, so much.
Anyway, are you ready to wrap up this episode? We've
been going how do you feel? I'm trying to get to you, too. Do you feel free? Does it feel like a pit?
Well,
it could be a long episode.
It's always constantly a thought in my mind, especially, I mean, it's kind of always there being, like, are you wasting away right now?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's like, I don't know. I, like, see celebrities and I'm like, am I going to be remembered? Am I going to, like, are people going to, like, still be talking about me, like, 20 years? Not 20 years from now.
Like, 20 years after you're dead, you mean?
Are people going to still be talking about me after I die? What happens at, oh, I can't even get into that one.
Oh, I know.
I think about what happens after I die. Freaks me out. And then, yeah, that's also what's always constantly in the back of my mind is, like, am I going to get to be that age and be like, I want more time? Mm-hmm. I wish I would have
right?
done
that's
more
things. Right, that's why I want to take advantage of my time now. It's like, I don't want to look back when I'm like 80-something or whatever. Be like, fuck, I did nothing with my time, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
So then I feel like that's how I am even now. So I'm going to look back at my, you know, my previous years.
And I'm
like, oh, fuck, I could have done a little more. Mm-hmm. Or like, I could have done this, what I'm doing now, that I was so afraid to do back then, but it was so easy. I could have just done it then when I was so afraid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, I know. So that's, I think about it all the time.
I'm saying I feel so free in the sense that now that I realize that, I'm also like, okay, I'm realizing this now that I didn't realize it then. But since I'm realizing it now, I can put it forth now for my life in the sense of that.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck did I just say? In the sense of that? Y'all know what I mean. In the sense that I finally realize it, that it doesn't, like, even though, yeah, it could be a little scary. Sometimes scary is fine. Like, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta just push yourself.
You gotta be scared sometimes.
You gotta be anxious.
I really don't like being anxious, though.
No, I don't like it either, but there have been things about my life that I've done or haven't done that I was anxious about or just scared to do it when I was younger. Then now that I've done it, I'm like, it really wasn't that bad.
This is not really stupid.
Girl, you heard me speak the last 10 minutes.
Sometimes I worry that I don't hook up with enough people.
Mm-hmm.
I always hear that people are like, fuck as many people as you can when you're in your 20s. It's like, it's gonna be so worth it. You're gonna love that you did it. And then, like, I get on these apps and they're like, do you want to meet up? And I'm like, I don't. Mm-hmm. I really don't.
I mean, I think with that, it's just like being, like, finding what you want exactly. Because, I mean, obviously that's with anything, like, finding whatever you want in your life. A duh, people are gonna say something. But, I mean, if you want to fuck. If you don't.
See, I do, though, but I just get so scared.
No, you get nervous. I mean, I know exactly what you mean, because, okay, I am celibate, guys, but definitely in my past, there were times where, like, I wasn't fully comfortable in the sense that I hadn't had sex with anyone yet, where I'd be like, you know, hearing everyone be like, oh, like, it's just sex, like, just have sex, like, it really doesn't mm-hmm. matter, like, oh, yeah. It's just the first time, like, blah, 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 you know, so I would kind of be like, damn, I haven't had sex with anyone, maybe I should try it, but it's like, that's the thing. Finding someone is not hard, or, like, you know, someone that's down to fuck. It's just, like, actually doing it. It's like, no, but I don't want to.
Exactly.
It's me, myself. It's scary. I don't want to. Like, I know that and bad parts. It's like, for you, it's, like, scary and, like, well, what is it for you, actually? I'm not going to speak for you.
Well, there's a few things. It's like, first of all, do I even really want to be doing it? Like, do mm-hmm. I want to go through all that work to just hook up with someone random that I don't even know? And mm-hmm. there, I mean, like, it's a random hookup. Obviously, we're both just thinking about, like, ourselves.
Well, yeah, just sex.
And so, like, do I really want to do that? And then, like, am I going to die? Like, am I going to get
murdered? Oh, like, an STD.
Am I going to die? Am I going to get murdered? Am I going to get...
Oh, and that?
Am I going to get HIV and have to live with it for the rest of my life? Which is really weird, because when I was a teenager, I was fine hooking up with people all the time. Constantly. Mm-hmm. Like, going to, like... I mean, like, I felt like, I was nervous. But, like, I do not like going to other people's houses.
I think it's just because you've, like, grown up, though. Because... I mean, there were things that maybe you just didn't think of it that much when you were younger, you know? You were younger. You weren't really thinking that much far into it. You're like being murdered. Now you're older, and you're like, well, there are all these possibilities that can happen to me.
Like, sometimes I think about, like, it was really dangerous, the stuff that
I was going to say, there's plenty of things that I done when I was younger, and I was like, I really didn't think that through. And now I wouldn't do it.
I know.
So I think it could be that.
And I don't know. I just, sometimes I want to hook up with more people. Mm-hmm. I want to get, and I mean, I did... And I see, every time I do it, I'm always like, I really did that. Like, I've always had that feeling after I do a hookup, where I'm like, oh my god, I actually did it. I've always had that, ever since, even when I was a teenager, I'd be like, I can't believe I actually did it. But, I want...
It's thrilling.
I enjoy that thrilling feeling. It's just, like, there's so many factors to a hookup that I just don't really like that much. It's like, when they get there, are we gonna,
what's the leading up tension to it?
There's so many don't knows where it's like, are we gonna talk beforehand? Is he just gonna come in? Is he gonna, like, push me against the wall and start kissing me? Like, what's gonna,
like how's it all gonna go
like,
down?
Like, what's gonna happen? Do they wanna chat beforehand? I usually, it depends on, like, who it is. Like, sometimes, I mean, like, most of the time I like to chat on the app beforehand. Mm-hmm. Or I like to have at least, like, a conversation. Cause, like, I really don't fuck with a, like...
Just to get the gist of who you're gonna meet.
Yeah, I really don't fuck with the gist. Like, when they're like, hey, can I come over right now? And that's their first message, and I'm like,
yeah, it's no. Like, no.
And I also don't like anonymous at all. Mm-hmm. That's a really big thing with gay people for some reason. I don't like it. Where they just, like, leave their front door open, they tell them the address, and they just come in and do it, and then they leave, and I'm in, like, not even looking at them once. That's not, I don't
that
like it.
Me. Like, I need to make sure I'm attractive.
No, I really don't like it. And like, some people are really into it, and I see the appeal to it. It's just not my appeal. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's just not really for me. But, like, I don't know. And that's a lot of the men around here, because they're, I mean, look where we live.
Yeah. I would say for me, at least back then, when I was insecure in that area, the thing for me was just like, I just couldn't find myself just doing with anyone, you know? Like, I want to have some sort of connection, which is with me now. Like, now that I'm comfortable, like, I realize that, like, I want to have some sort of connection. Like, I'm not waiting for marriage. I just need a connection. I can't... Mm-hmm. I don't want to just look someone up on a dating app, find someone, and then do it. Like, yeah, it definitely could be thrilling. And like I said, even in the past when I wasn't secure, since I felt that, I was like, what if I just do it? Just, like, fuck it. Get it over with. Just find someone. But it's like, I never did, because I knew I wouldn't be happy with myself. Like, I knew I would regret it. So I think it's also working with that, just, like, finding what you're comfortable with. And if you're not comfortable with it, it's fine. Just wait.
But yeah. I regretted my first time. Mm-hmm. I was not... I mean, I didn't have any sort of connection with him at all. It was horrible. Mm-hmm. And he kicked me out without finishing. That one was really crazy.
That's crazy. That's why I don't feel like I'm missing out. I hear that a lot. Most men can't get a woman to get off. Most women can't. Most men can't. Well, I'm just saying, I have a successful rate.
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good in my department.
Can't promise that he will do pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But no, that sucks. Not for getting off. Are you kidding me?
I know.
You get them off and you don't get off.
I mean, that's like... I mean, like...
That's criminal.
That's like 75% of the time, if I'm honest.
That's criminal.
I know. And they leave and I just end up doing it myself anyway. And I'm like, what the fuck was the point?
Like, what were you there for?
I know. I was like, what the
fuck was the point? Just an extra body.
I know. And like...
He was a warm-up.
I really don't like when they like... just, like, try to start, like, really get into it, like, right away, and I'm like, I need you to go slow.
Yeah.
It hurts. Yeah. And
calm down. It's always this isn't a race.
It's always been like that, where it hurts at first. I'm like, you gotta go.
You gotta warm me up.
Yeah, I know, you gotta do something. Back to that. Hurts.
A few podcasts ago, you're like, what if they just stick it in? And I'd say, I'd scream. Yeah. Like, you gotta prep it. You gotta prep it. If you're not prepping the holes, you're doing it wrong.
It really... No, there were some times with my...
You gotta have some foreplay.
With my ex-boyfriend, where we wouldn't, and he would just, like, try and stick it in, and literally I would, like, grab him, like, fucking stop. Like, it's too much. It's too much. It hurts. Mm-hmm. I can't even describe. I literally can't even describe it, besides it feels like my body...
It's painful.
My body
like
goes...
Like, it's ripping. That's how I imagine. Like, you're... Like, it's ripping.
It literally feels like my body just goes into shock, and I'm like, oh! Like, mm-hmm. Oh, I need you to stop for a minute. Oh, it's too much. Mm-hmm. Oh, I hate having sex.
No fucking way.
I know, actually, I did hook up with someone these past couple, like a week ago. Mm-hmm. I finally did it with somebody. I felt really proud of myself. I was like, yeah. But it's someone that I've known for, like a really long time.
So you're comfortable with them. Exactly. See, that's what I want. I want comfortableness.
So like a friend with
benefits. I can't feel comfortable with someone I just meet like that.
And then I called him the wrong name and it was a guy. But not during the act. Not during the act. It was after the act. But then he got mad at me.
Yeah, he called him the wrong name. I mean, I've been there. I've called people the wrong name accidentally.
Exactly. It was an accident. How are you like mad? Wasn't he? I know. Can't tell you a story. Okay, we really have to wrap this up. Yeah. But after my first date with my ex-boyfriend, like a week after, I didn't know his name. I didn't know his name on the date, and I didn't know his name for a week and a half after the date.
Really?
And I don't remember how I learned it. I just remember like one day his Snapchat username was his name, and I was like, that's what it was. But I didn't know his name for a week and a half.
Oh
and I
my went god! On, hey, that's kind of
you know what I think. No. I was gonna say, yeah.
That's kind of impressive, though. You went a full week talking to him, but not even saying his name, and he never once figured it out.
Yeah, I know, because who'd just be like, I don't really be like, it's like saying my name in conversation, so like, I get why I didn't come up with his name, and I should have known it based off his profile on Tinder, but I didn't. No. I forgot.
Wait, then, you never went back on a dating app and just checked?
Well, you see, that I tried, and his profile, gone.
Oh my god, he was serious.
I know. At the time.
Yeah.
And then, I even asked him, I was like, how long did... He told me he deleted Tinder after our first date.
Wow.
And I was like, we didn't start dating until our second date. And he was like, I know. And I was like...
You really keep up with
me so bad. I was like,
no, that would definitely get me to him. Like, oh my gosh, the first date.
I know. I was like, we're literally going to get married. Well, the last guy I was talking to, he told me he deleted them after the first date, too. And I was like...
No, that would have me. Bitch, that would literally have me.
And I was like, I've had them the whole time.
Mm-hmm. No, but, like, that would have me, like, wow, really? The first date?
Really?
Like, you knew you wanted me after the first one? Like, I love that.
But, like, who wouldn't want me after the first
date? No, I'm not saying who wouldn't. I'm just saying I would love... that would make me feel so warm in my heart. But I was gonna say, with you saying all that, that reminded me of this one day I went on with a guy. This happened, like, a few months ago, actually. It was the last time I went on dating apps. I went on a date with this one guy, and I could not pronounce his fucking name, Nathaniel. Like, for the fucking life of me, I could not pronounce it. And also after that, he kept telling me his whole name. And I was trying to say his whole fucking name. And I kept forgetting the rest of his name. So I couldn't pronounce the beginning of it. I've never heard his name. It's a Hispanic name. I had never heard of it. And I was trying to pronounce it. I fucking couldn't. I still think about this. And I'm like, oh my god, this is so embarrassing. When I couldn't pronounce his fucking name, I was like, I knew. I mean, I already knew beforehand. Like, I wouldn't date him. After that, I was like, for sure. Because how the hell am I going to date someone I can't pronounce their first name? Like, I was struggling. And the funny part is, I thought I had it. And he was like, no, it's not like that. And, like, he kept trying to make me say his name. And then he kept saying the rest of his name to, like, put it all together. God, then I kept forgetting the rest of his name.
I can't even get the first part.
No, literally, I kept forgetting the rest of it. Because I'm like, I can't even get past the first part.
You're like, wait.
I mean, I remember one part of his name. But that was because it's the most basic Hispanic name ever. So.
What was it?
Martinez. Like, there's so many Martinez's, so that was the most, that was the easiest part of his fucking name. I don't remember the middle
it's
name,
like
I
the
don't.
The Hispanic version of Smith.
Yes! I couldn't remember, I still remember his first name, but, like, apparently I was pronouncing it wrong.
Say it.
No. He can live free. Anyways, let's end this.
Anyway.
We've been filming too long. We gotta film some TikToks.
We gotta go.
And we might go to a nature spot. I'm so excited.
So.
And you gotta fill your tummy.
I know. So make sure that you guys like, comment, and subscribe right down there. It's not that hard, and it's for free, and it really helps out the channel, helps us out, so...
It makes us know that we're loved.
Exactly,
it makes us feel like we're doing something for our
20s. I don't know. Yeah, it does, though. It does. So fucking like, yes. Subscribe, do it.
Make us pop off, please.
Do your big one.
This is something I would like to do with my career.
And...
Follow me on TikTok, y'all. I've been posting.
She has been posting.
Here's the ads and everything.
We have all the ads, and... I'm gonna add another question just because I want another question.
Go ahead.
Comment down below, what's a game that I should get for the Nintendo Switch? I'm getting Animal Crossing and I'm getting a game called Miitopia. I want to get three when I first get the Switch. Because, you know, options.
What kind of games do you like so that way they have more of a.
Here's what I'm thinking. I am thinking between a horror game or a game like Skyrim. Skyrim is one of my favorite games, but I've played the main story of that game. literally like 75 times. I can't do it again. Yeah. I mean, obviously I could do
you
it
could,
again.
You could, but like you want something new.
Yeah, but like I think it's time to see playing that game would make me feel like I'm wasting my 20s again because I'm like, I used to play this game when I was like 11 and mm-hmm. I'm doing the same storyline again.
So the same, you're like 22 doing
I know,
and
I'm
11.
Doing the same thing, but make sure. 21.
You're about to be 22 though. 21. This year turned 22.
21. Whoa. That was really crazy. I want to say that you're 23.
I mean, I'm about to be 23. No. I'm basically 23 because this year I turned 23.
Comment down some game ideas.
Oh my god, Mario turned 23.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
Oh my god!
Just kidding. But we're gonna go.
Gotta go. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, ladies. We'll see y'all next time.